8:42 here on The Kill. This is Tourism, coming up next.
These are the voices of tourism.
People will try and walk in and actually ask for Chef Vimala.
Saw almost 400% increase in foot traffic. Everybody excited and happy to see that hotel very full.
We're going to share some funny anecdotes about some of our characters and visitors who come in, right, Maria?
Yes.
And we smile and we say, please come back, and they do.
This is why tourism matters. Tune in on Thursday mornings to The Ron Stutz Show for This is Tourism.
8:43 here on The Hill. Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning. And it is time for This is Tourism, a weekly presentation on the local impact of tourism in our community, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. This week, we're talking transportation. Our guests come to us from Chapel Hill Transit, the second largest transit system in the state, providing about 7 million rides annually, covering more than 2.5 million miles of public transportation, connecting the university and all the municipalities in Orange County. It's fare-free. 30,000 motor vehicle trips get removed from the roads every single day thanks to Chapel Hill Transit. And we are joined by two very special guests, Michelle Sykes-Parker, friendly driver for Chapel Hill Transit, and Anita Hackney, community outreach manager. Michelle, Anita, thank you so much for being here today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So, Anita, let's start with you. You do a ton of work behind the scenes to make sure Chapel Hill Transit runs smoothly. 2.5 million miles of public transportation, which is a lot. Tell us about the work that goes on behind the scenes. What do you do?
Oh, I do a lot of a variety of things. Mostly what I deal with is the customer service part of Chapel Hill Transit. So if customers have a complaint or compliment about Chapel Hill Transit or how we can improve services, I'm usually the person that responds to them, give them solution, answer questions about how to ride the bus, if they want trips, how to plan their trips out. So I'm usually that person behind the scenes. Also, I'm also the person that lets them know when we have service changes, detours, events that's happening on the streets. I'm usually the person that's sending and getting the word out about
Chapel Hill Transit. So you're the one making sure everyone gets where they're going.
Exactly right. So you just call us up and we'll answer any kind of question that you have for us.
Michelle, you're out there on the roads. What do you enjoy the most about being a driver for Chapel Hill Transit?
I just like being out in the community, meeting a lot of new people. You know, you think that with my job and doing customer service, you know, I try to make someone else's day, and then most of the time they make my day.
Yeah. How do you, what's your favorite road story? You got to have a bunch.
It's a lot, but my favorite story is when I met this young college girl, and she was, her son was like really sickly. She had just had a baby. She was a sophomore at UNC. And I just thought it was just amazing how, you know, UNC offers the family housing or whatever. And, she was taking the bus to take her son to daycare. Mm. And I just recently connected with her again about a year ago. And they didn't think he would talk and all of these things. And he's talking. He was in pre-K at the time. And it's, like I said, it's just amazing.
That's awesome. So how often do you get a chance to, like, actually connect with the riders?
Every day.
Yeah.
I have, like, a regular set route. So I'm out there in the community with, like I said, I meet new people. But I do have regulars that I ride every day. And you get used to seeing those faces, and you expect to see them every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they get on, they say good morning, they try to hold a conversation and everything. So, you know, you get kind of attached to them.
You get the regulars, and you also get some out-of-town visitors as well, right? Tourists coming in?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We do.
What are some of your favorite stories there?
I met this couple that were coming from Ronald McDonald House. They had a child that had cerebral palsy, and you know, they really didn't have the means. So, you know, they were riding the bus. They were staying over at the Ronald McDonald House. So I would see them all the time, taking them up to Franklin Street, you know, to get dinner and things of that nature. And they had recently moved to Chapel Hill soon after that. But I think they've gone back home now.
Speaking with Michelle Sykes Parker, you just heard her, driver for Chapel Hill Transit. Anita Hackney here with us as well, community outreach manager. And I mean, Michelle, you just mentioned with the Ronald McDonald House, and we always talk about how interconnected everything is in Chapel Hill. We have folks from the Ronald McDonald House and SECU Family House come on the air to tell us about their programs and the work they do and what they offer for people coming in to get treatment at UNC hospitals. But their work wouldn't be possible without Chapel Hill Transit being there to get people to and from. So that's such an important aspect of it as well. Anita, how can the local community support what you do? How do we make it easier for you?
I think you guys, Chapel Hill Carbondale community, does a great job of supporting transit in whole. It's great to be in a community that loves transit, that supports transit, so it kind of makes our job easy. What people can continue to do is get that word of mouth out that when people visit Chapel Hill and Carbondale, that they can ride the bus. It's free. Mm-hmm. It's easy. It's not as hard as they think. They can give us a call up. We'll tell them how to ride the bus, where to catch the bus, where to get off the bus. And then we got smiling faces like Michelle Sykes Parker on the bus that are also helping. So it's not as hard as they think. So just spread the word about Chapel Hill Transit. It's free and easy.
Smiling even this early in the morning, too. I love it. Tell us about this How to Ride guide that we've got here.
So we have a How to Ride guide, and we have it online. And basically what it tells anybody is that when you get on the bus, this is how you ride. This is how you look for the bus. This is what our bus stops look like. This is how you read a bus schedule. It tells you, it just tries to take the fear out of riding the bus. So we have that online at chtransit.org. And if you don't want to just go to the website, you can give us a call and we will walk you through it. And then you can even ask the bus drivers, like, how to ride which side of the street. They'll let you know when you get to your bus stop.
Nice.
Anything that you need, we want to make it easy for you to get on Chapel Hill Transit and ride with us.
Love it. Anything else that people need to know about Chapel Hill Transit?
Again, it's free, it's easy, it's not as hard as you think.
Ride.
Ride. chtransit.org is the website. Go there, get more information, bus schedules, the ride guide, everything else. Follow them on Twitter at CH Transit, Facebook at CH Transit as well. Call them up, 969-4900. Anita, Michelle, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
And you can find our conversation and photos on demand on our website, chapelboro.com. That was This Is Tourism with the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau bringing it to you as always. Join Ron next week on the Hill next Thursday for another interview with another special guest shaping the experience of visitors to our beautiful Orange County. 8:49 here on the Hill.